Good morning, and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my superfine wife, Beth.
Oh, you are so sweet. We are going to talk about do not fear today, and it is going to come from Job 11:15. Job 11, verse 15 says, "Then, free of fault, you will lift up your face, you will stand firm, and without fear."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's talking about us.
That's talking about all of us.
All of us, all of you that are hearing our voice.
That's right.
That scripture is about you.
Amen.
And you say hallelujah to that.
Amen.
On today's call, we're going to discuss lacking nothing.
Mm.
Well, I like this. So get ready for life-changing revelation. 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12. 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12. There are two profound scriptures which we need to focus on until they become engrafted in us. Verse 11 says, "That you study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you." Now, we're going to go back to that verse a little later in the call. But for the moment, we want to focus now on 1 Thessalonians 4:12. 1 Thessalonians 4:12 says that you may walk honestly toward them that are without, that you may have lack of nothing.
Mm.
We want to look at that verse kind of in depth. First, we're told to walk honestly, to be truthful, to never lie. If the verse is telling us to walk honestly, that means that the natural tendency is to do just the opposite. When the scripture says walk, it's demonstrating movement through the course of a day. Being honest is an absolute necessity, whether it's at home, a PTA meeting, or on the job. In my lifetime, I think our lifetimes, we've never seen the truth handled so recklessly and people lying with such ease. Sadly, lying is sometimes the result of a lack of accountability and a failure to take responsibility. You know, honey, I've had people say to me, "Well, that's just a little white lie."
Mm.
I'm sure you've had that too.
I have in my time.
It won't hurt anybody. Sometimes people will say, "I didn't lie. I just didn't tell the whole truth."
Mm.
Well, hear this. A lie is a lie, no matter how you try to make it look or sound better. I once heard a man say he wasn't lying. He was just engaging in terminological inexactitude. Otherwise known as a lie. You know, we're amazed and disappointed at the number of politicians who lie with ease. These politicians would be insulted if we compare them to Adolf Hitler. But listen to this quote, which I believe drives many politicians and pundits. Hitler said, "If you tell a big enough lie and tell it frequently, it will be believed." Am I being too hard? Are we being too hard on politicians? I don't think so. Consider the words of Mark Twain, who once said, "You can tell a politician is lying if his lips are moving." Twain also said, "If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything else."
I like that.
How does God feel about lying? Well, listen to Proverbs 6:16-19. Proverbs 6:16-19. Classic Amplified Bible. "These six things the Lord hates, indeed seven, are an abomination to him. A proud look, the spirit that makes one overestimate himself and underestimate others. A lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that manufactures wicked thoughts and plans. Feet that are swift, running to evil. A false witness who breathes out lies, even under oath. And he who sows discord, even among the brethren." So there's no question. The word's clear. The Lord hates lying. We want to give you one good reason not to lie. We could share a dozen scriptures, but honey, I think this one that you came up with will say it all.
Amen.
Psalm 101:7, Classic Amplified. "He who works deceit should not dwell in my house. He who tells lies should not continue in my presence."
Wow, that is hard hitting.
Yes. We are, as the scripture says, to walk honestly before the Lord.
Mm. Second, 1 Thessalonians 4:12 says that we're to be honest toward them that are without. In the context of verse 11 and now verse 12, we believe the scripture is saying that we need to be to carefully consider our actions as we're interacting on a daily basis with a lot of folks who don't know Jesus, and we may be one of their few examples. For instance, you don't borrow $5 from an unbeliever and coworker and forget to pay it back. We even heard one kind of maybe goofy guy whose logic is not in not repaying a loan was that it was the wealth of the wicked laid up for the righteous. Good Lord have mercy. Surely he'd never really read the Bible enough. I'll tell you that when you borrow and don't repay, you are anything but righteous.
So true.
Or having integrity. How do your actions and reactions witness to your unbelieving coworkers? The Living Bible translation, of 1 Thessalonians 4:12 says it this way. As a result, people who are not Christians will trust and respect you. Look, it's clear that God is showing us that our honesty toward others is one of the most important witnessing tools that we have at our disposal.
Yes.
The word says that even people who aren't Christians will trust and respect you. In life and in relationships, more is often caught than taught. The best way to witness to our friends is not with a gospel tract, but through the fruit of the Spirit that they see us live in our everyday lives, day in, day out. When we spend time with the Lord, when we treat others right, when we acknowledge God's role in our daily lives, then we can experience the blessing found in the last part of 1 Thessalonians 4:12. I'm going to read this one from the Living Bible. It says, as a result, people who are not Christians will trust and respect you, and you will not need to depend on others for enough money to pay your bills.
Wow.
That really ought to make somebody shout. But let's look at this next statement and let it go deep, deep inside you. Right behavior yields the right results.
Say that again, Mike.
Right behavior yields the right results.
That's good. We'll never have to depend on others for help, whether through governmental assistance, family or business loans, or anything or anybody else. For those of you going through difficult times, take comfort in this scripture. In fact, we encourage you to personalize 1 Thessalonians 4:12, 1 Thessalonians 4:12, Living Bible. As a result, people who are not Christians will trust and respect Bruce, and Bruce will not need to heed to depend on others for enough money to pay his bills. Child of God, are you getting a hold of this scripture? Put this personalized scripture as you personalize it for yourself. Put in your smartphone, your electronic toy, or maybe just on a 3x5 card until you get it down in your spirit. You will never have to depend on others for enough money to pay your bills.
That's good.
That's very good. Thessalonians 4:12. 1 Thessalonians 4:12, Amplified Bible. So that you may bear yourselves becomingly and correct and honorable and command the respect of the outside world, being dependent on nobody, self-supporting, and having need of nothing. We find it significant that this translation says, we will command the respect of the outside world by being financially independent.
Amen.
There will be no need for a special gift from family members to help you make it through the month. You will command the respect of non-believers because you're working and have no unmet needs.
There you go. Hallelujah. In other words, our witness, seriously, our witness to non-believers is based on our ability to be financially free and independent. Conversely, it's going to be very difficult to be an effective witness if we're broke and always depending on someone else to be our miracle manifestation or to bail us out of every impending financial catastrophe.
It's true.
If we want to lack nothing in our lives, then we need to meditate and study 1 Thessalonians 4:11 and 12, 1 Thessalonians 4:11 and 12, and let our life become enriched by it. Here's how those two verses read in the Living Bible. This should be your ambition, to live a quiet life, minding your own business and doing your own work, just as we told you before. As a result, people who are not Christians will trust and respect you, and you will not need to depend on others for enough money to pay your bills. And again, we want to read it from the Classic Amplified Bible, just to get it in a new perspective, so that you may bear yourselves becomingly and be correct and honorable, command the respect of the outside world, being dependent on nobody, self-supporting and having need of nothing. We're not just talking about getting by, barely making ends meet. Scripture is talking about being dependent on nobody, self-supporting and having need of nothing.
You know, honey, the real advantage of lacking nothing is that you can do something with the resources that you've been entrusted. Your character will also be a strength to those non-Christians who are going from adversity to adversity, living, well, while living on paycheck to paycheck. Your lifestyle will be clearly evident to everyone. We mean the scripture says the outside world, and quite literally that means everybody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. That's a hallelujah word.
I want to say one thing to you. If you're not watching us on Sunday nights, 6 p.m. Eastern for Rich Thoughts TV, there are now three ways you can look at it. You can go to Facebook, at Brother Harold. You can go to YouTube, Harold Herring, Brother Harold Herring. Or you can go to our website, HaroldHerring.com. Click where it says Watch Harold and Bev.
We've got it on back Sunday up and night. Running.
And yes, you can also see us on live at 6 p.m. on Savior Connect, SaviorConnect.com. If you're not familiar with that, look around while you're there, because they, you know, you don't ever have to worry about what you read there. It's always godly and wholesome. So check all this out Sunday night, 6 p.m. Eastern. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.